Hello, my friends. Today is Sunday. At least it is when I'm recording this. I'm not sure what day it'll be when you listen to it, but we're going to start something new for Sundays, and I'm not sure what to call it yet. Maybe y'all can help me come up with a name. I want to do something. How do I put this that it doesn't sound religious, right? Because when you use certain words, people are always going to associate it with certain religions. And Sunday has always, traditionally, for most monotheistic religions, been a day of service and worship. So I was thinking of dedicating the Sunday portion to this new era, this new indoctrination of this new reset that we're being forced into by the globalist. And whether you like it or not, we all were forced to live through 2020 the way we did, and that didn't need to happen. So whether you agree with it or not, we are in it. It's kind of like when somebody pushes you in the pool. You may not have intended to go swimming, but you got pushed in, so now you're in it. So you have a choice, either sink or swim. And what are you going to do? Are you going to drown? Are you going to swim? Or are you going to realize you're only in 3 foot of water and just stand up, right? Some people just need to stand up for themselves. So with that being said, you know, we've been studying a lot about the ancient cultures and history prior to Anno Domini and the Jesus, Yahshua mythos. So that is relatively new in the cycle of humanity and mankind and our life. As far as we've been living on this planet. So what I would like to do to connect more of the dots, because that's what we do here at Ideologically Illogical. Hello, my name is Mark Christopher Garrett. You're listening to Ideologically Illogical, in case you didn't know it. And what I like to do here is connect the dots in history that you did not see, the ones that the shadow government has been kind of covering up and whitewashing, so to speak. Whether you believe in it or not, it doesn't really matter. Certain things are truisms. 9/11 is a truism. The Titanic sinking is a truism. The pandemic for 2020 is a truism. So all of these things are truisms. I don't deal in hypotheticals. Now, how you interpret it is where we come in with a little bit of different perspective, a different lens, a different point of view, by giving you facts not in evidence. In other words, we have facts that you may not know about. And these facts are the crucial ones that determine the truth from the lie, okay? So that's what we do here. We expose the unseen, we bring visible the invisible, and we turn the lies back into truth. All we want to do is unite the people, right? We all want to, at least my goal, is to have our planet unified as one again. And everyone's like, what do you mean again? Oh, you don't know? This planet, the entire planet, all continents were unified. All continents were unified. All continents crossbred and cross-traded. There was already multi-cultures on every continent. So this whole false history we're being delved is strictly to divide us. Anyway, I got to take this first scheduled break, and we will come back to begin what would become our Sunday tradition. And as of yet, we don't have a name for it. Maybe you can help us come up with a name, but it would be something that has to do with the religious context of worshiping. And I'm not assigning a deity yet, because there's a reason for that. And we talk a lot about polytheism here, and no, we're not going to go quite far that back in time. But there's other things. And in generality, I have a mantra that I want to pursue and put forth, and it's more about peace and unification, and it has nothing to do with the standardized religions of the past, right, historically speaking. So with that being said, we will go ahead and take this first scheduled break, and stay tuned, we'll be right back. So in the beginning, if the origins of this planet take us back to Atlantis, as it is the original name for the entire planet, those of you that are still finding this out for the first time, check out some of my other podcasts, but the fabled, mystical Atlantis that some think is a city, some think was an island, some think was a this, some think was a that, was actually the entire planet. This was the island planet Atlantis. And the image that Plato drew out is almost equal to looking at the Earth from the North Pole position, right, from top position. And it's quite interesting that as a species, we label everything. We label every country, every city, every, you know, there's, okay, first we labeled it, we separate everything by country. Then within the country, we either have, you know, states, or we have provinces or what have you. And then within that, we have districts or cities or counties. And then within that, we have, you know, towns and municipalities and, again, cities. And it's just, wow. And when people go, where are you from? Or, you know, they always seem to allocate it to the most minute thing that's divided and multi-divided. And likely so, I guess, to a certain extent. You know, obviously, English-speaking people that come from New York speak different than those from Texas, than those from California, than those from Ireland, and those from London. I get that. And the same with Spanish, right? I grew up speaking Spanish as well, and it's very clear northern Mexico's dialect compared to mid-Mexico, compared to southern Mexico, compared to coastal Mexico, compared to Spain, and even the different aspects from around there. So language really does tie us into to a colloquial area, right? But it does not define who we are. We are all earthlings. We are all Atlanteans. We are all part of this one earth. We are not part of that little speck of the earth. I mean, yeah, that might be where you were physically born from your mother, right? Or to their egg, whatever. I'm not going to go there. But seriously, though, just because you happen to be there at that point in time, or your mother at that point in time, does not necessarily bond you to only being just that, especially if you look at your entire ancestry of all sides of your family. People go normally say both sides, but it's not just both, because on top of your mom and dad, well, they had moms and dads, and the other two had moms and dads, and they had moms and dads, and moms and dads, and moms and dads, and the other ones had moms and dads, and so on and so on and so on. So the growth rate and expansion is exponential, meaning we're all earth mutts. We're all one, you know, we're all one family. And we used to be super unified across the entire planet. We all got along. We traveled. We had flying machines. We had communication devices. We had electricity. We had running water. We had all the everything that you can think of modern times. We as a civilization had it. But something happened. An alien race intervened in our planet. And initially, supposedly, they came with good intentions. But ultimately, we were betrayed. And ever since that betrayal, we have lost our true heritage of who we really are. And now we're down this other path. And this new alien race is constantly shifting, not just terraforming the planet, but shifting and sculpting the human DNA itself. So if there's something to have a Sunday sermon about, or a revival about, or a You know, what did we used to gather to do on Sunday prior to, you know, the Jesus myth? Because obviously we've been gathering as a species for eons and eons. Now, when you look at other religions, let's say the Muslim religion, and they do their prayer five times a day and this, that, and the other. I mean, that's more what I would expect from an older school religion that knew they had to take certain times every day and not just limit the prayer to Sunday. And when I say prayer, I use that term loosely. What I really mean is performing, you know, vocalizing outward frequencies with intent that are used to manifest, you know, this reality, right? So that's the essence of magic, and that's what religion has tried to take over. And it's interesting because a lot of people say, oh, well, that, you know, that's just not true, and they try to get rid of, you know, the witches and this, that, and the other. Well, obviously they wanted control of the whole thing, but it was always about magic. And it's even depicted in movies like The Prince of Egypt from that one studio anyway, the cartoon one, the musical. And they're talking when they're battling, when he shows back up, right, Joseph, and talking about their magic being better than his, and he changes his staff into a snake, and they change stuff into stuff, and the music's really great. It's one of the better scenes out of the whole movie because it's so powerful because of the magic. And magic is religion. Religion is magic. But guess what? All of that just boils down to plain old, good old science. And that's what they've always tried to keep from the masses, those that want to retain the ultimate science for themselves, which gives them the ultimate control over mankind, to control with power, with might. Because it's not just about having the greatest weapon. It's about controlling the greatest knowledge, the greatest assets, the greatest everything. And you can only get this by being ahead of the game. And unfortunately, that's what this planet has come down to since the arrival of the alien race. And so we're all blended now. This has been eons since all of this happened, and anyone can go look at the Sumerian texts and all the history that's transpired from there. And we go through a lot of that in our podcast, so by all means, go check out some of the other episodes. But at the end of the day, we are here in the now today. And I, for one, am tired of seeing this division that's being created by the politicians amongst the planet. And obviously it's to usher in the one world government. They need every local government to fail first in order to make theirs succeed. But what they don't understand is it's failing artificially, and people see that and they know that it's not failing organically. So they're never going to get rid of the ideology of the freedom of Americana and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Sorry, guys, you're just not going to do it by going about things this way. So we can unite the world and we can bring world peace. And that's my one true goal. And I'm here to not aid the new world order, but to stop them in their tracks. And we, the people, have the real power to usher in what they think they want to force upon us. All right, guys, that's it for our first Sunday, whatever we're going to call it, not sure yet, because prior to Anno Domini and the creation of the Jesus myth and Yahshua mythos, what did everyone actually pray to? And I don't want to make Sunday all about prayer. I want to make it about us gathering together as one in unification, in peace, in harmony, and music will be our language to do that.